Even the kid from Easter Island can do one.
Hi, Aaron and Noah. It's me, myself, and I. Or Erida, for short. I'd like to say thank you. I actually didn't think you guys were going to take my request. That? Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate it, and I wish my friend would appreciate it as much as I did, but she really didn't. But she doesn't really appreciate much of anything, unless, you know, you give her, like, $3 million, but no one's going to give her $3 million, so she doesn't really appreciate anything. That's about it. Thanks.
This is Aaron, and it's after midnight. We gotta record a little bit of the show to put out. So these are gonna be my phone calls from Anime Next, which is an anime con in New Jersey, in Secaucus. It's not very far from the city. And rather than bringing any proper recording equipment or dragging along my laptop at all, instead I just called from my cell phone to our voicemail, so you get to hear my live coverage of the con. But it is mostly me. Except for at one point, we talked to our friend Tim, who was working security at the con. I think he also listens to our show. Hi, Tim. And you can't really hear the questions I ask him, but you can guess. You gonna say anything, Noah?
No.
Noah is very tired.
Hey, Zarin. I'm now waiting in line for Anime Next. The line is not actually that long, but now several fangirls are screaming at an Inuyasha cosplayer. Alright, so hopefully the sound quality will be okay. I've been up since 6:30 in the morning. Hey, this is Aaron again. It occurs to me there's not really enough panel things. There's not enough going on. Not enough programming on Friday morning. There's not really a lot to do. I walked by a Second Generation again, and they did not recognize me or say hi, but who knows? Maybe they didn't read my shirt. Anyway, like, I realize now, I saw someone at Anime Boston wearing an Otaku Generation shirt, and I assumed it was a fan of theirs, but actually, it was Bryce, on his way to hentai dubbing. Now I just seem like some kind of stalker, but Anime Next is not very big. It has expanded a lot from the past, but mostly people are waiting in line to get into the dealer's room, and a lot of the artists are people who I recognize from Onifest and Anime Boston, and the guy who I sat next to at Otakon last year, who was in his 50s and sells a bunch of fairy art. Yeah, so I've seen a lot of familiar-looking people, some of the same cosplayers. Some of the events are scattered across through different hotels, so I'm on my way to the Holiday Inn to check out what's going on over there. Also, when I was waiting in line to pre-register, which didn't take that long at all, there was this kid in front of me who was like, "This line is huge," and I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And he's like, "Do you know about blah, blah?" And it became apparent that the kid waiting in front of me in line had never been to a con. He had no clue what the difference between pre-registering and registering was, or where he should be waiting. And I assured him, since he was not registered, he should go and wait in the registration line. And he seemed not to believe me, even after I explained it. But I don't know. It's something you tell noob strangers that, "Sir, I've been to well over 25 conventions, at least, and I have badges to prove it. I think I know what staff you should ask about which line you should be waiting in." Anyway, that guy was a total noob. I think I might have run out of his message. We'll find out. All right, bye.
Hey, this is Aaron once again. I'm just outside the dealer's room. I've now gone through it, and it's not as huge as it looks from the outside, and it's weirdly crowded for Friday night, so... Oh, well, it's not even Friday night. It's like Friday at 2:30. I can't imagine what a scene will be on Saturday. But it's kind of disappointing because having gone to Anime Boston 2 weeks ago, these are mostly the same dealers, and a lot of the merchandise is the same, which makes me start to think about how, really, if you go to a lot of anime cons during the course of the year, it's the same dealers in your region, mostly, and then the bigger national ones. And it's like this floating bunch of merchandise that just goes from con to con to con across the country. And a lot of these dealers just came from ACON last weekend, like the big, that applause is the anime dating game. A lot of the dealers just came from ACON last weekend. ACON is one of like the four big cons in the country. So I'm worried that like those people are probably like sold out of this stuff. But overall, the selection here is pretty decent. But I'm really struck by the fact that I used to buy one plushie per con. That was my deal. And now I have a ton of plushies. And I realized that when I tried to put them on a display shelf in a new apartment, I should really stop buying plushies. And I used to only buy like one keychain at each con I went to. But now I have a massive keychain collection. It's kind of daunting. I should probably stop buying stuff. Also, now that I get manga for free for reviews, I have an overwhelming amount of manga that I haven't read. There's no, even if it's $5 manga, I'm still more like hesitant to buy than I used to be. It's, I don't know, the thrill is gone. All right, I'm going to check out what else is going on here. Okay.
Hi, this is Tim. I work with con security. It's the best way to see a con, as far as I'm concerned. I love it here. This is my third year working, and I have a ball every year.
How much bigger is it than last year?
I have no idea. We don't know the numbers yet.
Oh, okay. It feels bigger?
Fridays are always slow. We'll know tomorrow. We'll know tomorrow.
Have you had to kick anyone out?
Not yet. We'll see how the fangirls are tonight. And then we'll see. Ninja Consultant is the jam. I love it. I listen to it. It's awesome. You should too. Or you'll be ejected.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's Noah. And my con report is not about a con because I'm sitting at work. And Erin keeps submitting her con reports by email, and they keep getting emailed to me, by which I mean she leaves them on the voicemail thing, and then it emails me the voicemail clip. So all day long, I have listened to her reports that you are going to be hearing shortly or have already heard, and while I cannot myself report on con because I am sitting at my desk at work, I can report on the preliminary con schedule that is on the Anime Next website. So, here's what I have to say about the schedule. Looks like there's some stuff going on. Fan Etiquette Uncensored from midnight until 2 in the morning. I will not be attending. I don't know where the AMV contest is. Oh, man. Who put AMVs at 9 in the morning on Saturday and Sunday? That's insane. No one is getting up early enough to see that. So, there's an Inuyasha Marathon. Oh, good. Oh, overflow for the Inuyasha Marathon. That's ridiculous. I guess I don't really have much else to say. I'll be going to the con tomorrow, if I live that long.
At the Signal, it will be the 1st of January, 2007, in 5, 4, 3, 2, One. Wait a minute. It isn't the year 1900. Oh, that's it. I'm going back to Linux. Eber's Choice. Now, after 6 years of intensive work, is now Y2K compliant. With many thanks to the helpful debugging staff at Macrosoft. Eber's Choice. For anime and manga discussions and reviews, check me out at eberschoice.podomatic.com or look for me in the iTunes directory. Eber's Choice, not just an anime freak, but setting the standard as well.
Ninja Consultant claims they're real ninjas, but did you know where the name Ninja Consultant comes from?
Oh yeah, isn't that from that finished up of Transformers?
From the Transformers. And there's no way you could have learned that
I
from
just
a
said
podcast
that.
Hosted by a girl.
What?
Yeah, because girls can't watch anime and be hardcore about it. Girls are wasting their time watching My Little Pony.
Wait a minute!
And sitting around pregnant and
bleeding.
I'm right
here, guys.
That's why you should listen
Hello?
To Anime World Order.
You do remember I did a segment on Gal Gaga, right?
Available on the web at animeworldorder.blogspot.com or search for Anime Under iTunes. Anime World Order.
Oh, forget it.
An anime podcast hosted by men.
Right.
Boys.
The proceeding has been brought to you by the friends and supporters of Anime World Order, namely Ninja Consultant.
This is Aaron from the Weekly Anime Review, and you're listening to the Ninja Consultants with Aaron and Noah. More deadly than a pack of Narutards whacked out on Pocky.
So one of the things I was sure to touch on at the con was Daryl's recent coverage of, or uncovering of, the truth at, in his J-Con reports, which take liberally from Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, although I may not have realized that the first time through. But I misquoted him sort of in when I interviewed my friend, we'll call him Jay, where I said that Daryl called anime conventions dens of depravity, which is not quite true. He said that the dealer's room was a den of sin or whatever. I got the clips from the show.
I moved on to the dealer's room, a den of pornography, bootleg DVDs, and obnoxious shirts that read things like, "Not a ninja," and "The Philosopher's Stone is people." The convention draws all manner of deviants. This festal of alcohol and sodomy continued on until 3:30 a.m. The Japanese animation convention is decadent and depraved.
No. Anime cons are lovely. They're a lovely bunch of lovelies. Do you understand? It's... what?
A lovely bunch of lovelies.
Yeah.
Hey, Daryl, this is Aaron. Actually, well, I'm on my own show, but you'll hear this eventually. So we just saw two cat bunny girls with go-go boots and were scantily clad with a man who looks like Robert Smith from The Cure. You might not know. Don't listen to music. But so anyway, so I've got a friend here who's going to answer the question, are anime cons dens of depravity or innocent, clean fun for kids? Let's find out.
Yeah, so anime cons are so not dens of depravity, any more so than like the Rocky Horror Picture Show is. I think they're very similar, actually. I think they're both for, like, you know, 14-year-olds who want to pretend that they have a social life and that they have access to a den of depravity. But anime cons are like some of the most like innocent, childish things I've ever been to. I mean, the most you're gonna find here is, like, you know, beer and Red Bull. And yeah, because I'm old. I'm an old man. I'm fucking 30 now, which means I'm like the grandpa at this con. And I've, like, lived in New York for, like, 8 years. So, you know, I've seen dens of depravity. And, okay, you might find the occasional, like, you know, coked out Sailor Moon cosplayer here. But usually you're not going to find so much as, like, even pot. Because, you know, they're, like, they're not, you know, because they're kids. Like, even the 24-year-olds are still kids who live in their mom's basement.
Cat ears is a gateway to being a furry?
No, I don't think cat ears is a gateway to being a furry. I mean, it might be a gateway to your daughter dressing like a tramp, but, you know, if she watches MTV and Britney Spears, it's too late for that anyway. That is one of my pet peeves, actually, is, like, inappropriately, actually, well, I won't give her name, but the friend that we have in common, she and I, we both have this pet peeve of inappropriately dressed underage Rikus, and that actually came from last KatsuCon. Yeah, like, 14-year-old girls dressed in, like very scanty Riku outfits with, like, their non-existent tits and their ass hanging out, just a little more than I need to see. And I'm a pervert, damn it.
There you have it, your opinion from a pervert. All right. Hey, it's Aaron again, and now it's Saturday, and I'm here at Anime.
I'm here
at Anime Next to Noah. I don't know if you can hear him.
Sick.
We're sitting in the kind of courtyard area between the Holiday Inn and the Burger King and everything, where a large group of people listening to Vic Noah and bathing in his ego. He seems to be entertaining them with small things or by his very presence of talking to them. I think it started off as there were a bunch of FMA cosplayers, and Vic came over to talk to them. And, oh, it's just been an hour of fun while we watched them and eat. But, do you want to say something about it, Noah?
Makes me sick.
Noah does, in fact, have a cold. I'm dressed as an Urban High School Host Club member, but I haven't put my wig on. So with pink hair, I look like Hikaru from the episode where Hikaru and Koru dye their hair both pink and blue. Which I've received some recognition from it, and there's going to be a big host club shoot later, so I'm pretty excited about that. A group of Death Note cosplayers recognize my awesomeness.
I dyed her hair. That's my dye job.
Noah helped me touch up the dye job on my hair by separating out the parts that I'd missed and bleaching them.
It was really hard.
It was really hard, and Noah really freaked out about it. Now, there's someone dressed over there, like, I don't know. They've got pink hair, and maybe it's a gravitation cosplayer. There are a lot of gravitation cosplayers at the con. It's really weird. And there's a girl over there dressed as maybe a rhythmic gymnast or something. And there are a couple of girls dressed as soccer players from the Whistle manga, which I've never read. But I think that's pretty badass, like, dressed as characters from the sports manga. Just dressing as a character from a manga is already, like, a level above just dressing as an anime character, because anime is more well-known here and so forth. Anyway, that's about it. I will call in again with another con report from Saturday. Hello, Ninja Consultant listeners. This is Erin. I've been now cosplaying as Tamaki from Host Club for several hours. There's a much larger group of fine, excellent Orin Host Group Club members here who I gave them the Ninja Consultant cards to them, so maybe they'll eventually listen to this show. But they were totally sweet. But we lacked someone to play Honey, the little boy character who is in Host Club. So for Otakon, we're going to need one of our sixth grade listeners to wear a jacket. It helps if you were blonde. You can be a girl or a guy, but you should look like a little kid. So if any of our younger listeners are going to Otakon, want to be in our Host Club group, even if you don't know what Host Club is and you don't want to find out, you should definitely join us for a photo shoot. It'll be awesome. All right. I'm looking at you, Thor. Bye. This is Erin from the Ninja Consultant Podcast. I'm actually calling you from Anime Next at the Otaku Generation Podcast panel. So this can be on as many podcasts as possible. I'm now podcasting at three podcasts. What?
Who is this? Who am I talking to? Oh, hey guys. Yeah, we're here at Anime Next at the Otaku Generation panel, and there are 9 people in the audience, not including us.
Oh yeah, there are 9 people on the panel.
9 people in the audience, not including us, and I don't know. I don't understand.
Really 2, but 3.
How these guys have the numbers they do? Because there's nobody here.
Maybe their listeners just don't live on the East Coast, but also there were, at maximum there were 4 chicks here, and now most of them have left, leaving only me and Dan the Fan's wife. I don't know if that counts. Even the Otaku Generation members who are girls are not actually here. They did meet Jefferson, so anyway, I just thought that. You got something else to say, Noah?
Yeah, the punchline to every joke they tell is you're gay or your mom's gay.
Yeah, or something about a duck call. All right, that's it. This is Erin again. I'm calling from the bathrooms of the Embassy Suites at MNX. I wanted to tell you that they're playing Wang Chung in the bathroom. It's very strange to go to the bathroom with Wang Chung playing. That is all. Everybody have fun tonight. Everybody have fun.